On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Welcome into hour two of the Home Improvement Show. Rich Orris here for you. We've got 1 hour left today. And hey, we've got a special caller on the line. We've got 97.1 host Mark Cox. He's checking in live from Apache Village. Hey, Mark, what's going on out there?
Hey, Rich, how are you, my friend?
I'm wonderful.
People are home doing work on their houses today. I'm just telling them they got to come out and check out what's going on out here at Apache Village. This is their brand new location. Everybody's heard of Apache Village RV. They've been around for like 50 years up in Hazelwood, but they've just opened a brand new store. They're having a grand opening out here. We're out here for the next hour. We've been here since 11 a.m. So they've got food out here. They're going to have live music. It's like a party. They're going to have a bounce house for the kids at some point. But basically, they just want to introduce people to what they do here at Apache Village, and that is sell RVs. They've got a lot full of them. It's like we went to the RV show a couple of weeks ago. This is like going to the RV show. They've got a huge lot full of every kind of RV you could imagine, and they've got reps on hand, and they're making deals, and a lot of our 97.1 listeners have shown up out here already, and they're going to be here till I think 6 or 7 o'clock tonight. So if you still got plenty of time, let me tell you where it is. It is at Highway K and 70 in O'Fallon, Missouri, just on the northern, the southern outer road of Highway K at 70. So it's the Apache Village grand opening going on till 6 o'clock tonight. We're going to be here for another hour. We're giving away some tickets to the boat show, and you'll see our booth as soon as you walk inside. So we're hoping people will show up out here in the middle of their Saturday. It's going to be a great time.
Awesome. Well, hey, thanks, Mark. And hey, everybody, get out there and win your tickets to the boat show. How cool. See Mark within the next hour.
All right. Rich, thank you.
Hey,
have a great day.
Yeah, you're welcome. You have fun out there for the next hour. And then, hey, it keeps going after that. So get out there and check it out. That's right in my backyard. So I might have to check that out on the way home. Thanks, Mark.
You bet. Thanks, Rich.
All righty. So, hey, for everybody out there, here we are, Home Improvement. We've got an hour to go. We've got plenty to discuss. We've got a lot of topics, but hopefully some good questions that will start coming in now. Remember, the line, 314-436-7900, jumps you right in here with me today, and we'll help you out. And before the break, we were talking with Rick about his stair project, and I definitely towards the end there kind of recommended, you know, it is good sometimes to go ahead and just find out what might it take for the real professional to do your project or a piece of your project, just to kind of be able to understand, educate, and then weigh the options of how you can get it done, and maybe with a little less risk, or the risk on the professional that's going to be getting that taken care of. But the question of Rick was asking, is there a place for videos where you can learn stuff like that? So I was mentioning YouTube. So during the break, had a minute and did a little search on YouTube and did find there was one particular. So first off, I just basically searched how to install metal spindles on stairs, and one of the biggest searches on the internet is the first two words, how to. That's searched more than like anything ever on the internet. Everybody's looking at how to do stuff. Not only did so many videos come up that you would never believe it, but I did actually see one that was kind of labeled baluster layout tricks. And that's probably the biggest thing that I would suggest seeing or learning about, because that layout of where they go and how they go, this is a spot you don't want to make a mistake. Hence why I was like, hey, just find out what it would take for a professional. Maybe it's something you can't afford and you're like, yep, I'd like to just take that off my plate and be reassured that, you know, I'm not going to be the one to make a mistake. And then you're standing back looking at it going, yeah, that one looks a little crooked, or the spacing from this one to that one's not quite the same. But this particular video is, it was from a person on there. The thing was called Insider Carpentry, was like the name of the channel. And they had a whole thing on how to mark it out, what kind of tape to put down so you can see your pencil marks and not get glue on the wood. And there's all these very important tips and tricks that how we do that work. And he actually shows like how he made a jig, and so then he can use that to mark each step coming down, to where then you're not trying to mark each one with a tape measure separately, where you're marking 3, 6, 9 or whatever, and you're more likely to make a mistake when you're constantly measuring and using that tape measure. And even as professionals, we all do it. I can't imagine how many times in my career of working out in the field that when you measure and you're marking stuff, well, sometimes to be super accurate on a finished product like that, you're measuring from the first inch. You measure from one. And so everything you're marking, if you need a 6-inch mark, you're marking it at 7 because you're starting from 1, so that you can be dead accurate on where these marks land. And I can't tell you how many times, you know, just being me, being human, being what I do, you forget to pull that inch and you mark 6, 12, whatever. And then all of a sudden everything is an inch off and you're, oh my gosh. And you got to go back. And when you do have these finished treads, yeah, this is the spot that you want to be dead on, no mistakes, super accurate. So this video will help you see some really good tricks on how to mark that out when you're putting them into the stairs. And then, of course, there's videos for when they're on the angled wall, and there's just so many videos. It's amazing. So you can definitely find that on YouTube. And I think I've heard, I don't know exactly, but I've heard just topics in the past talking about how many pictures and how many videos and like uploaded onto the internet. It's like 1 million minutes of video a day or something. Absolutely crazy. So there's like a video for everything, even down to like how to do the cranking window knob on a vehicle that's almost 20 years old or something. And they're like, yep, here's a video showing you how to do that exact task. It's amazing. I tell you, I use it for my car quite a bit too, because when you forget how to like go back and change the oil change light and make that stop going off after you get an oil change, or, you know, anything like that in your vehicle, you just go to YouTube and you ask that question and you will find a 3-minute video that shows you exactly how to get in your program and change that or get rid of that. And it's so much quicker than actually trying to get the manual out or try and just remember, figure it out. Takes you right to it. So I use it for that absolutely all the time to get information that I just, it's something you do like once every, you know, twice a year or something. So by the time you go to do it again, you've forgotten how to do it because you haven't done it in 6 months. So it's a good way to get information for everybody. And there's a lot of house stuff out there. I will say, just watch, be open-minded, be very careful. Not everything that you hear or see, it doesn't mean it's correct or it's the best way to do it. But if you see something like tricks on how to lay out balusters and stuff like that, it's going to be usually something that's worked effectively very well for a professional for a long time, so that you can be pretty safe with usually. But hey, we're here. We've got plenty of show left for everybody. Give me a shout. Let's hear what's going on at your home. What kind of problems? What kind of concerns? What kind of projects are you thinking about? 314-436-7900 finds me right here today. We're going to jump into a quick break. We'll have more home improvement to come right after these messages. Welcome back. Here we are, Home Improvement Show. deep into hour two now. What do you got going on? What do you need? What's happening for you out there? Did you go to the home show yesterday or this morning and see some really cool stuff and you want to maybe just find out more about it or how to get it in or what's the order? How do I go about some of this? We got it all for you right here from the foundation up to the roof peak. We can help you out here today. 314-436-7900 is the number to find me. Jump in. Let's see what's happening at your home. So we've and we kind of was going over, you know, the past couple few weeks, we get a lot of common questions. Even had someone in the first hour that was like, I hope this isn't a question you've done really recently because I don't get the chance to listen every week. So he's like, if you did this last week, I'm sorry, but that's okay because it's your question for you, for your house. So jump on in, 314-436-7900. But we do get some pretty standard questions that come and get asked a lot, not only on the radio, but as I'm running around for Mosby, checking out homes, looking at homes, seeing what's going on with everyone's house, talking to people about their remodeling, how we can get through it, how we can help them, what some of the differences. And so last week we had a pretty interesting question about a plaster swirl finish that we see it, and it's actually plaster on top of drywall. It's very, very stiff, hard finish. And they were talking about asking the question of what's the best way to try and get smooth walls if you have that on there. And that is really difficult to work with. But then, commonly enough, less than a week later, I'm in someone's house and they've got a really thick, really deep, like kind of the Mexican stucco wall look on a bunch of, you know, walls inside the house going up the staircase. And they want to get rid of it throughout all that area. And I'm like, so it's a common thing that we come up against kind of the same thing every now and then. And what people are looking to do, want to do, and that's okay. We'll answer it, and we see it all the time, and we'll do the best we can. So speaking of that, let's jump and see what's going on with Pat. We got Pat on the line. Hey, can you hear me, Pat? Thanks for calling.
Well, thanks for answering. I'm kind of confused about how to even ask this question, but I've had a couple of people tell me that I have an issue with my toilet. When you flush it, sometimes it makes the faucet or the sinks in the kitchen and the bathtub and the tub kind of like bubble up, but nothing comes in the tub, okay? No residue from the toilet or anything. But they're trying to tell me that I need these pipes on the outside of my house to help with, oh, I keep forgetting what they call it, but for the suction thing. They say uh-huh. I maybe have a suction issue or something. But this house is old, and I've never seen an outside pipe alongside the house. There had to be some other hookup. There had to be.
Yeah, so how long have you lived in the home?
Good grief. It's been 30-plus years.
Okay.
We've updated it a little bit, but it's still a little bit of an eyesore, but it's my little piece of heaven and hell.
Sure. Oh, absolutely. So this is kind of a newer thing that you've seen happening, or has it happened for a long time?
Yes and no. We've had a new tub and toilet put in, and if there was an issue, why didn't they say something then?
Yeah, and that's hard to tell because a lot of times when you're getting remodeling done from these companies, they will just hook up to the existing plumbing and they won't really look at it, check it. They just don't get deep into that. And unfortunately, I've seen that quite a bit where it's 2, 3, 4 years after a remodel or a new tub and toilet, all the stuff's put in, and now there's a plumbing leak or issue or something going on, and you got to get through some of that to get it taken care of. But yeah, it sounds like you have of venting, some sort of venting issue where the air isn't venting out of the house properly, and it could be a clogged vent pipe that is existent and is there and just got clogged or got something blocking it. So it could be just trying to clean out the pipes that could help that. But it sounds to me like, all your plumbing systems have a pipe that exits the house out through the roof. And that allows air to move back and forth. It doesn't just bring air in and it doesn't just let air out. It kind of does both as that system's working. So whenever water runs through a pipe, it pushes air and it needs to get that air from somewhere. So if that air gets blocked from somewhere, that could be your problem. And it could be as easy as just checking all the plumbing pipes to make sure that nothing's clogged. And that includes the pipe that goes from the roof down into your plumbing system. Because we've seen it where, a bird's nest on top or something that got in there and blocked that pipe, and it's just not letting that air move anymore. If it used to work and it doesn't now, something's changed.
No, I've never had pipes on the outside of this house going up to the ceiling or the roof line. I have this pipe sitting right outside the basement that they indicated it got clogged, so it was kind of cleaned out. It may still have some roots. Mm-hmm. There's no trees around it or anything. But I've never seen any pipes for the venting outside this house. And it's just got me confused. Was there some other method that was used? This house used to house people in a family way back before we ever got it.
Mm-hmm. So and if you walk around the outside of your house, mm-hmm. and you look up on, just look at the roof, mm-hmm. there's no spot where just about a foot tall pipe sticking out of the roof. That is very uncommon. Because even the oldest of homes typically have that, and that's where it's getting air from. So, yeah, that's a pretty good question. And it sounds to me like what they're trying to do is create a vent pipe that's going to, and they're going to try and take an easy path outside the house, because most of these pipes are in the house, in the walls, up to the attic, out through the roof. And that's a lot harder to put into an existing home than it is to drill a hole in a wall, go outside, and run it straight up. But that's, pretty big eyesore if you do that. And it depends on where you need it. That's a pretty interesting thing. And I you need a plumber to try and figure out, is it clogged? Do you need to add a vent? Is there a way to add a vent from inside the house so that the pipe isn't showing on the outside of the house, because no one really wants to necessarily see that.
Well, I did have someone come out, somebody that, their commercials are on 97.1. Uh-huh. I appreciated it, but I am still concerned, confused all these years, and they've never had a pipe on the side of this house leading up to the roof or anything like that or inside, whatever. Yeah. There is a pipe outside the wall where my septic is, because I have my own septic, and it's closer to the building. It's kind of like an iron pipe. And at one time, I had a guy out here, and he was trying to cut through the roots and everything and did what he could. And like I said, the toilet flush is fine. And then once in a while, it just kind of like refuses, but the odor sometimes penetrates through my other drain, like in my kitchen. I only have one bathroom, a kitchen sink, a bathroom sink, and the tub, and that's it. And sometimes whenever you flush the toilet, I have those little screen protectors in my sinks, and they may kind of like, it depends how much of a suction there is. Sometimes they bounce up and flip over, but
they're on the right track. They're on the right track with an air movement. That's why that's happening. And they're just trying to find an easy solution that doesn't cost the whole house or whatever, on how to get it how to get it done or taken care of, but there's usually there's a reason.
Yeah.
And usually there's a reason.
There has to be another
something changed.
Way that this all operated.
Yeah. It operated somehow, and it's trying to find that could be the hard part. If it's something in the floor or something in the walls, and you just can't see it. So, all right, Pat. Well, I wish you luck with that, and hopefully, I would just keep trying a couple different plumbers to see if you get someone that can investigate a little deeper and maybe find a little more information for you. So. Good luck. Good luck with that.
Call.
Yeah, you're no problem. You're very welcome. Kathy, if you can hang the line for a couple minutes here, we're going to jump into our middle hour break, and we'll get to you as soon as we return, and more home improvement right after this when we return. All right, Rich Orris here, home improvement show for everybody. 314-436-7900 finds me, just like Kathy did. Let's jump over to Kathy and see what's going on. Hey, Kathy, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can. I can hear you.
Okay. I was confused. Never mind. What I want to know is I'm looking for a recommendation for someone who isn't in the foundation business or isn't, like, maybe an engineer to find out why or basement is still leaking. We've spent several thousands of dollars trying to get it fixed, and we had the whole yard was regraded last fall, and it hasn't rained, but it only leaks when it rains like it has been for several days.
Okay, so when you get long rains that last for days is usually when you start getting water in?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't believe the grading is right. And just before we keep going back and forth with this company, I wanted to see if there's someone who's not out looking for a job who can just assess the situation and tell us if the grading is off or if there's another problem that we need to deal with.
Yeah, that... So what I might suggest, you're kind of stuck a little bit in a spot between not a structural engineer, but possibly like a ground dirt type of engineer, like a geotechnical engineer that does like ground, because it's sounds like it's groundwater that you're getting. And I have had a couple instances trying to figure out what's going on to make sure if it's not like a city water leak from somewhere or, you know, there's engineers that look at the structural side of like, is the foundation okay?
Is it a civil engineer?
So you might almost need two types depending on what one versus the other says. So yeah, like a civil engineer that does groundwork, you can try and look up some of them and call some of them and let them know what's going on and see if it's something that they would be able to help with or not.
Okay.
You're kind of stuck between the two of like a structural engineer checking out the foundation to make sure it's okay and why is water coming in around the foundation. Or is there something that could be done from the foundation part to help stop it? And then there's the civil ground dirt kind of side that's saying, like, why are we getting so much water? Where is it coming from? And what can we do to stop it?
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
To include the structural engineer, do you have a sump pump?
No, we might need to get that. It's all along the back side of the house where... The the grading was running down towards the house, and that's what we had regraded. But and when they came out, when it leaked the first time, it was, I don't know, way back when. He said that if it was leaking, it should be leaking from the top of the basement wall, but it's leaking from the floor. So what I think is the water, it rains so much that it soaks down through the soil.
Yep.
Because it's not graded away enough.
Yeah, well, and it's not. So the issue that you have at hand is there's different, like, layers of soil. And right. there's groundwater, like all this water will soak into the ground and saturate the ground so much that you could have a layer of soil that's, or even like I've seen houses with like natural springs, just like natural spring water that runs through the ground at a certain, you know, level between the layers of the soil. And
right.
So what you're dealing with when you slope away from the house is surface water and trying to get the surface water as it hits to run away as much as possible. But it will, once you get too much rain, it just soaks in. It goes down to groundwater, and then that's when you start getting it at the basement floor. So a lot of times you have these twofold kind of problems. One, everything's coming the wrong way. You're getting water up against the foundation, down to the ground, or over the sill and over the top of the foundation because the grade's the wrong way. So you regrade it out to move it away, but you can still get that groundwater underneath that's going to come in from the hydrostatic pressure and the weight of the house once the ground is just so saturated. So I think what will come out of this inevitably, whether a structural engineer looks at your foundation or a civil, like a geoengineer looks at the ground and the groundwater and all of that, I feel like your resolution is going to be a sump pump for that basement.
Oh,
is what they're going to recommend to get it away, because you can't necessarily get groundwater away very easily.
Right.
And if you try to, then it's a sump pump from the outside of the house, and they're basically digging down all the way to the foundation level to put in drainage and a sump pump and to try and get this water away from the back of the house. And if your basement's unfinished, a sump pump from the interior will probably be easier and cost a little bit less.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when they fixed it 10 years ago, it was like several thousand dollars. They actually worked for a long time, and they put these braces against that back wall.
Okay.
Big old thing, ugly things down there, but
yeah, like big steel plates with a screw.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you've got some pressure on that wall that was pushing in on that wall, and it's because of the way the soil moves and slopes, and it was all coming back towards your foundation.
Right.
And then once the water pressure gets there, so yeah, you've got what they call like tiebacks that are holding that foundation wall up and from tilting in.
Right.
So,
and it started leaking again. So that's why we had it regraded. It was supposed to be graded away from the house then, but I don't think they did it right.
Yeah. Yep. And I guess I'm going to bet the sump pump's going to be the next step to gather that water. It's always best to get that water from the outside as much as you can, if you can.
Yeah.
But there comes a point where it's just too much water. It might work with a 1-inch rain. It might work with a 4-hour rainstorm. But then once you get 2-3 straight days of a whole lot of rain, the ground gets so saturated it no longer works, no matter how well you grade it. And then you're into the sump pump. So I feel like that's where you're going, but if you want somebody that's not in it for a project, I would search engineers and talk to some of them to see if they could help. They will have, you know, a charge for their time, but you'll know it's a third party outside thought on what should you do to correct it.
Do you recommend anybody?
Not really. I mean, we have a couple different structural engineers that we use, and most of the time we flop between two or three because of just the timing. So we're usually up against time crushes, and it's like, well, how quickly can you get to this? So we're, but they're just searching. They're all pretty good, and I do not have a recommendation for a civil engineer at all, really.
Okay,
we have some that we use, but I just don't really know them. But my field guys use them a lot more. So,
all right. Well, I appreciate your opinion. Yep. I guess that's what we're going to have to do. Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem. You're very welcome. Yes. Good luck with that, Kathy. Hopefully, you get to a good resolve with that. And the only other thing I'd say is, if you do come to the spot where you're in it for a sump pump, I would recommend at least calling Stratum Structural. That's who I use for that kind of foundation work, sump pump work, egress windows, things like that. They do all of that foundation work. So when you're looking for the project, if it's any of that or a sump pump, look up Stratum Structural and they'll come out. I've known the owner for years, both of them. I've some of their workers for years. We've been doing work with before they were even with Stratum and everything. So we know them really well. So, all right.
Yeah. All right. I will. Thank you very much.
Very welcome, Kathy. Good luck with that. That's something that is going to be coming on pretty strong for everybody here with all the rains that we've had, that we're getting, and with spring coming. Definitely the sump pump, the controlling groundwater, all these issues arise and it all comes to the surface for all of the homeowners out there. And then all of a sudden there's this mad rush for what do I need to do? How do I control this water? And it kind of inundates all those foundation companies of trying to get through these tasks and figure this out and putting in a lot of sump pumps. So they'll have that. And then once everything gets hot, dries up, it'll kind of change for them. It'll get more into the foundation cracks, the shrinking, the ground shrinking, the house settling, moving, ground drying up, getting smaller. So all of a sudden we're into this peering thing. So it's amazing how the seasons and the weather affects the actual foundation repair industry. It's pretty amazing how that all works and everything. But yep, we're in this time of, this is what everybody's going to start noticing is why is the water coming in and how do I manage it? So we can get into a little bit more of that when we return. Let's get into our final break here. But don't forget, 314-436-7900. You need something over here in the last segment, jump in, let me know, and we'll get you helped out. We'll be back right after these messages. Welcome back. Welcome back. Final segment here of the Home Improvement Show. Until next Saturday, if you don't get in, but if you have something the next couple minutes, you can give me a call, 314-436-7900. We had some great conversations today. A lot going on in our area, a lot on weather and rain, and we've just had the lightning and thunderstorms and just a lot happening in our area, and with spring just getting started, and we're going to have to start our spring cleaning. It's time to check out the outside of your house, take a look around, clean everything up, really pay attention to what you see. If things are out of place, don't be afraid to get with somebody, to call in a professional, have the conversation. I mean, this is basically what I do on a daily basis for Mosby Building Arts, going around and seeing what's going on, answering questions, talking about projects and how we can help clients out and just trying to, just like this show, trying to guide everybody in the best direction possible that I know from experience and everything. And really, we just want to help. We just want to tell our story and let clients make great decisions and let them go after what they see the value in and what they'd like to do. And so, yeah, we just that's what we do. We'll come out. We'll talk about it. We'll help you figure it out. We'll give you some sort of option, solution, some guidance. Sometimes it might be just referring to somebody else. If that's all the need is, we'll try and do the best thing for you. So speaking of trying to do the best thing for you, let's jump on with Mary and see what's going on. Hey, Mary, thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Okay. I was wondering if you could recommend a toilet that has more water going through it, if you want to replace your toilet.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Let's love.
I have an old toilet, and I don't want to get one of those new ones that doesn't have enough water to flush everything through the plumbing system. Mm-hmm.
So unfortunately, it's really, in getting a new toilet, it's about finding one that flushes really well with the amount of water that they allow us to use to flush a toilet today. And yes, it can be hard. And there was a time years ago from like the 90s, middle 90s to about 2010 or so that the toilets really were not super great because they were kind of reducing the amount of water, and they didn't really redesign the bowl itself on how that it flushes. So what I would recommend, all the toilets are going to be the low volume, the 1.1 or the 1.3 gallon flush. But a lot of the toilets now, and mostly all of them, they flush with a lot more force and volume to actually make it work. And there is an American Standard toilet out there that works really, really well. I'm drawing a blank on the actual model, but I have changed three toilets in my house. I've got two Kohlers, I've got an American Standard, and of the three, I like the American Standard's flush the best, and it's one of those that actually shows it flushing like 10 golf balls at once. So it doesn't have the problem with the clogging and all of that. And my Kohler ones don't either. I think this one like flushes the best out of the three. I've got one that Kohler that kind of swirls around and kind of supposed to self clean the bowl. And there's all these different flushing technologies, but unless you're finding a used toilet or rebuilding the toilet you have to make it work properly again or better, every toilet on the market will be like a 1 gallon, 1.3 gallon flush.
Okay. Well, I did something to my toilet.
Yeah.
It was late, and somehow the tank, I don't know, water started coming from underneath the tank, and I tried to turn the knob on the wall to turn the water off, and it wouldn't turn.
Oh, wow.
It was stuck.
Yep.
And then I went in the basement and I couldn't turn that knob off either. It wouldn't turn either.
Oh, wow.
So, I was like frantic. So I didn't know what to do. Water was going through the floor and into the basement.
Yeah, and that tank's trying to refill the whole time. So
I finally got caulk.
Hey.
And I caulked the whole thing up.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so Mary, I'm totally out of time here.
Okay.
But I apologize for the quick out, but we're totally out of time for the show. But good luck with that. And I would say look for that American Standard toilet at Lowe's, Home Depot, something like that. It's a great toilet. For everybody else, I look forward to talking to you next week.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.